that we would ever be more than friends. But railroad white breaking all the rules. She like a song played again and again.
That girl,
like something off a poster.
That girl
is a dime, they say.
That girl
is a gun to my holster. And she's running through my mind all day. Hey, Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod's stuck on replay, replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod's stuck on replay, replay. See you being all around the globe. Not once did you leave my mind. We talk on the phone from night till the morn. Girl, it really changed my life. Doing things I never do. I'm in the kitchen cooking things she likes. Railroad wife, breaking all the rules. Someday I wanna make you my wife.
That girl,
like something off a poster.
That girl
is a dime, they say.
That girl
is a gun to my holster. And she's running through my mind all day. Hey, Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod's stuck on replay, replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod's stuck on replay, replay. I can be your melody. A girl, I could write you a symphony. The one that could fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me. Yeah. I can be your melody. A girl, I could write you a symphony. The one that could fill your fantasies. So come, baby girl, let's sing with me.
Na 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 na.
Shawty got me singing.
Na 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 na.
Now she got me singing. Like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod's stuck on replay, replay. Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like na 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 every day. It's like my iPod's stuck on replay, replay.
Ooh. Okay, hello. Okay. This is Dana, Reese, Lucy, and Aiden, and we are covering for Freshman Hour, which is funny, because we are all freshmen.
Yeah.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and that was Replay by Yaz. Can you not hear me?
I don't think I can.
Oh. Well.
I don't know if I can hear you.
It's fine. So that was Replay by Yaz, which we actually just had at our Spring Fling on Saturday. And that is the only song that I think the majority of people know by Yaz.
I think that was definitely the only song that anyone knows by it. Isn't it Yaz?
Yaz.
We don't even know how
Yaz.
To say his name.
Yeah.
That's how.
But we did know that song, they mostly the chorus.
They shouldn't have opened the set with him as the first artist.
No.
Because Replay was the most popular song that any of the artists played.
Yeah.
So they just kind of started strong, had nowhere to go.
That's true. Well, he didn't start strong. He finished strong.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Didn't he, like, have to start playing other people's music?
He did. And he also, he just did a bad job at that, too. Like, he would, like, cut them off. Like, we'd all get into one song that, like, wasn't his, but, like, we'd all get into it.
Because we knew it.
Because
it wasn't his.
And then he'd cut it off and move to the next one.
Yeah. It's okay. He can learn.
Still a good time.
Still a good time. Replay was still a great song.
Yeah. For 10 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah, he played that for a long time.
It felt like a blink of an eye.
It did, just because it was so good. Up next, we have Hey Blondie by Dominic Fike. And after that, we have $20 Nosebleed by Fall Out Boy. Enjoy.
Hey Blondie, there's a million eyes on you, do you ever get curious? Hey Blondie, there's a million minds on you, do you ever get curious? Hey Blondie, if I ever took mine off you, would you even get curious? Hey Blondie, oh.
no sticks and stones and big glass homes don't hurt you cause you're so perfect. I know you get so lonely, but you're not lonely. We'll watch you cause you're still working.
Do you ever get weak like Monday morning, baby girl? Do you wanna turn in like Sunday? Sorry, darling. Do you ever get tired like ropes and wires, baby girl? There's a million eyes on you. There's a million eyes on you. Hey Blondie, I took a million tries for you and I wanna take a million more. Hey Blondie, if you ever get tired of me, just remember what I'm really here for. Those twists and turns that feel like cursive, but you don't crumble. You might miss one step and you still don't stumble. And I just wonder, do you ever get weak like Monday morning?
Oh, it's you. Actually, it's the taxidermy of you and me. Untie the balloons from around my neck and ground me. I'm just a racehorse on the track. Send me back to the glue factory. Always thought I'd float away and never come back. But I got enough miles on my car to fly the boys home on my own. But you know me, I like being all alone and keeping you all alone. The sharks are boring and the kids are snoring. It goes in a sling. You said you're not listening and I said I'm wishing.
Okay, that was $20 Nosebleed by Fall Out Boy. And whose song was that?
That was mine.
Why do you like that song, Reese?
That was one of the first songs I had, like, that I bought from, like, I think I had a Samsung at the time, so it was, like, the Google Play Store.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I didn't have Spotify, so that was, like, the only song I had.
Solid choice.
You get one song.
Yeah.
And Reese listened to $20 Nosebleed for hours.
Fun.
Delightful.
Who wouldn't want to do that? Okay, we had a question posed.
Yes, we did, from my parents, a.k.a. Mr. and Mrs. Beacon. My dad asks if we can talk about the first concert that we ever went to and who it was. So would anybody like to start?
Reese?
Oh, okay. I went to Ringo Starr.
Oh,
what?
What? Yeah. I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah.
Why?
It was right when my dad was getting remarried. And so he had, like, you know, family friends in town and stuff. And one of them was like, Ringo Starr's in town. We're going to go to Ringo Starr. And so my mom was like, you want to go with him? I was like, yeah. So I saw Ringo Starr. And that's why my dog is named Ringo.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
Dana?
I went to Coldplay. I don't remember what grade, but I was pretty young. And it was fantastic. We were, like, the worst seats in the... What?
I want to go to Coldplay.
Oh, it was so much fun. We had, like, not good seats. But it was so cool. And it was, like, their, like, Adventure of a Lifetime album.
Oh.
Oh, it was so good.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to my first concert this weekend. This Sunday. So, we will see.
Yeah.
But.
See if you get, if you have some good reviews.
See if I have a positive review of the concert going experience.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, mine, I don't even know how old I was. But there's right near me, there's Six Flags.
I love Six Flags.
It's like a big amusement park, and sometimes they have concerts. And I, being like, I don't know, probably 7 or 8, was a huge fan of Good Luck Charlie and Bridget Mendler.
And no way. Who happened
to be going to Bridget Mendler?
Did you go to a Bridget Mendler concert?
Bridget Mendler. And my parents surprised me with tickets. It was my first ever trip to Six Flags.
Oh, my God.
And it was Bridget Mendler. And Dana is very shocked by this.
Did she sing Determinate?
Probably. It was, like, right after her, like, one and only album came out.
Wow.
She might have sung.
Wow. Yeah. You went to the concert of the CEO of a space company.
Yeah.
That's
Doesn't she live in Somerville?
What?
What?
I think she does.
No way. There's no way that Bridget Mendler lives near us.
She went to, like, Harvard or something, right?
Well, yeah, but I think she, like, lives in California now.
Oh, well, I might be wrong. I swear to God,
if Bridget Mendler lives here, we're finding Bridget Mendler's house.
We got the Wikipedia page up.
Well, there's nothing about if she lives in... she went to...
I just saw someone say that on SideChat. So, which, unimpeachable source.
Yeah, really reputable.
Does it say anything?
Wikipedia is not being helpful.
We'll find out.
We will.
And get back to you on that.
We will.
But.
Okay. Well, while we do that, you guys get to listen to Flowers in Your Hair by The Lumineers and Moment Silence by Hozier. So hopefully the music works. And here it is.
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time. I saw flowers in your hair. See, it takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot. And now we demonstrated it to the cops. And all the things we said, we were self-assured. 'Cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. Be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes.
It takes a man to live. It takes a woman to make him compromise. So be in my eye. Be in my heart. Be in my eye.
God looks on in abject apathy. A swollen heart.
That was Roly Poly by Mount Joy. And I think, Lucy, do you have a PSA for us?
Oh, I do have a PSA for you guys.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear Lucy's PSA.
Alrighty.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in your basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. It helps. I'm sorry, my eyes like twitching. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
That sounds like when people like warn you about using a vending machine because people actually die from a vending machine falling on them.
I just really could not get through that.
Okay, but lean, climb, don't step where it says don't step, climb down.
Well, no, you need a spotter. You need a spotter, yeah.
So when you fall, they get flattened too?
Yeah.
I mean, that like, seems like two orthopedic surgeries or whatever. Fall.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you'll break their bones.
But the ladders are out to get you.
The ladders are out to get you. So we now know.
It's a serious problem. Mm-hmm.
I did visit orthoinfo.org/ladders. Just in case we need more information.
I definitely need more information.
I need so much more information. Choose the correct ladder. Inspect it before using it. Set it up properly.
Is it like we need a physics student to set it up for us?
Yeah, if
someone
you
calls
fall, figure out if you're hurt.
Whoa.
Am I hurt?
That's like, have you guys seen that video where it's like a CPR training video and like you have to like ask the person if they're
choking? Are you okay? Yeah. And they're like, ah. Yeah, I've done so many of those. Unlike the mannequins where you're like bashing them on the shoulder. Are you okay?
I've only done CPR training twice. And once when I was like 13, so I don't remember the first time.
Yeah.
So I do not think I would be helpful in a crisis situation in which CPR was needed.
Reese and I've got it.
You're a waitress. That seems like a problem.
No, you only need to know the Heimlich.
Wait, the Heimlich. But I feel like, you know, you should probably know that. What if you suddenly forget how to do the Heimlich? You might need CPR.
Like, 7 of the 15 people I work with are nurses. Like, registered nurses.
I'm fine. Yeah, I don't think Lucy needs it.
I need to know how to dial 911, and I got that. So...
what movie were we watching? We were watching Hercules.
Mm.
And they said, help, call XIII.
Oh, that was funny, yeah.
That was a good bit.
That was a good bit. That was a bar.
Surprisingly, yeah. Disney does hit every once in a while. We've watched a lot of Disney movies in the last few days.
Hercules, we watched like half of Princess and the Frog. Well, we watched half of Princess.
We watched all of Princess and the Frog. We watched Tangled. I don't know if you guys made it.
I think I've been missing out on all of the Disney movies, so the only one I've seen is Hercules.
Because you go to sleep.
I do go to sleep.
Yeah.
I do like a nice early bedtime.
Yeah. Nice little 10 p.m.
Yeah. Nope. Don't agree with that, but that's okay.
At least we value our sleep schedules.
I value my sleep schedule. I just sleep from...
It's just from 1 a.m. to like...
1 to 10 instead of 10 to 8.
Don't you have like a 9... Oh, no, you have a 10:30 class.
10:30.
Oh.
I actually get up at 8:30, but...
Mm. Why?
Yeah.
Well, because I need 30 minutes to like get ready and stuff, and then I go get my breakfast, and then I read my email, and I read my New York Times, and then I go to class.
Okay.
I think that's reasonable.
Riveting.
I roll out of bed and I don't shower and I go to class. And then I shower at some point, but not before class.
Reese never showers.
Yeah.
I wondered what smelled.
Reese is nervous.
Well, on that note.
Up next, we have Like or Like by the Miniature Tigers, which is a fantastic song that I really like. Or Like.
Haha.
Really funny, Dana.
Okay, here it is.
Climbed up your front porch and I adore that. about to lose it. Turn around and John Wayne that fast.
So tough. I know that night light's on when you sleep. You're not so tough. Yeah, you watch he pray love on repeat. And I'm sure you'd win in an altercation. But you're still insecure to me, or so mess me up. I know you're not so tough. Are you insecure that the steroids are causing hair loss? That your Lulu shorts don't quite vibe with your camo AirPods? And if I ran into you past sunset, I'd probably be scared off. But I know you're honestly weaker than that. I bet you know that you need to relax. And I don't mean to come at you like it's Watergate. My pale, ghostly body's purely water weight. Yeah, I should probably substitute what is on my plate. I still acknowledge those feelings inside. Let's work on your habit to run or to hide. Like, why are you only vulnerable when no one's around? Your gym membership is not a crown. You're not so tough. I know that night light's on when you sleep. You're not so tough. Yeah, you watch, eat, pray, love on repeat. And I'm sure you'd win in an altercation. But you're still insecure to me, or so mess me up. I know you're not so tough. 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 You're not. You're not so tough. You're not so tough. I know that night light's on when you sleep. You're not so tough. Yeah, you watch, eat, pray, love on repeat. And I'm sure you'd win in an altercation. But you're still insecure to me, or so mess me up. I know you're not so tough.
That earns the world. her fears when her body was found. I'd be the choiceless hope and grief that drove him underground. The dreadful need in the devotee that made him turn around. I'd be the immediate forgiveness in your idiocy. Imagine being loved by me. How long can I? Sweet feeling of release, mankind now dreams of. That's found in the last witness before the wave hits, marveling at God. Before he feels alone one final time, buries the sea.
Alright, that was Talk by Hozier, and before that we had Tough by Noah Kahan and Quinn92.
Good songs.
Good songs.
Big fan.
I haven't heard Talk before. It was good.
Really? I feel like I've played that for you before.
Oh. Well, then maybe I have heard that song before.
I really like that song.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Good album. I really like that.
That is a good album. I think, like, Eat Your Young is one of his best songs. I know it's not on that album, and it was, like, completely out of pocket, but I still think it is.
Just Hozier in general.
Hozier and Jenner's, yeah.
As they learned in my hours and hours of Hozier.
True.
On our
16-hour drive. Hozier.
Hozier.
Oh, my God.
We Googled this.
That's how he says it.
We had this conversation a while back.
I will continue to say Hozier.
That was one of the first conversations we ever had, Dana, was Noah Kahan versus Noah Kahan.
I do remember that.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was right.
Blossoming a true friendship.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Friendship.
Yep.
Friendship.
Friendship.
Anyways.
Well, no, at that point it was friendship.
At that point it was friendship.
Yep.
Maybe not on... And Dana's friend is a strong friendship.
How are you doing over there recently, Lucy?
Great. Fantastic.
Just checking. Good, strong friendship.
Strong friendship.
Kept just making sure.
Anyway.
Beacon is currently the color of a tomato.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
What were we talking about? Oh, I should issue an apology for my unprofessionalism in the reading of our PSA and laughing about the 150,000 deaths of people falling off ladders.
You can't laugh during your apology.
Did you see the face you made?
But no, I can't see my face.
True.
I guess that was maybe not unprofessional.
You mean
maybe
it
was, not
professional.
That was a double negative. It's fine. Whoops.
We're tired.
Yeah. It's been a long
weekend.
Week.
Week.
Week. But
yeah.
It's all right.
A Alas.
Alas.
We keep it moving.
Almost there. 16 days.
But not even. There's only like 5 days of school left.
Yeah.
After like today, real school.
We have 5 days of classes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We're almost there.
Jinx.
Well.
Up next, we have Calm by Vistas. And after that, The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Which I think it should be Jimmy Eats World. I don't understand Jimmy Eat World.
I think that's purposeful.
Well, I know it's purposeful, but like why?
Mm.
It makes no sense.
I don't know.
The Middle was like the first song I learned on guitar.
I remember there was one day I was driving to swim practice, like 2 days or 2 days in a row. I was driving to swim practice and the Middle came on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great story, Dana.
Thank you. I felt blessed by Jimmy Eat World.
Yes.
Well,
Dana,
now you guys
play song.
What?
Dana play song.
Dana listen music. Okay, here is Calm.
Keeps my heart racing all of the time, but I am heart chasing neon mind. yourself off that. It's only in your head you feel left out. Or look down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Do everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. It'll go in the middle of the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. Little girl in the middle of the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright.
That was Jimmy Eat World.
Eat.
Eat.
The Middle.
By the Middle. By Jimmy Eat World.
Play song.
Good song.
Dana Play Song.
Yeah.
Dana Play Song.
Beacon Listen Music.
Beacon Listen Music.
Lucy Talk.
Why
well.
Use big word when small word do trick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a wild last week. We did Spring Fling this weekend.
We did.
We started by talking about, but I don't think we emphasized enough.
We did Spring Fling this weekend.
We did Spring Fling.
Exclamation mark.
Did we Spring Flinged? No.
No. We Spring Flung.
Dana's very upset about
the general population
errors.
Needs
errors.
To know that you don't say Spring Fling. You say Spring Flung.
Yes.
And Spring did in fact flung.
Flung.
Spring was flung.
Spring was flung.
But that was a grand old time.
That was a grand old time.
We.
That was a full day activity.
That was.
It was.
Boy, was it.
We got in line at 12.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
took like
yeah,
45 left, minutes yeah. to get in.
That was wild.
That was a
45
long
minutes.
Time. Yeah. We saw a lot of things.
Crying.
In those 45 minutes.
Kissing.
Yeah.
Some
people don't have their line etiquette down
quite yet.
Lots of big emotions.
Lots of big emotions.
But
great word for
that's
it.
That's so true.
Big feelings.
But we got in.
We got in.
And you know what? I don't think it was any of us that had the big emotions or big feelings.
That's nope. true.
So
we powered through.
Only big feelings of friendship.
Yes. Friendship.
Big platonic feelings.
Anyways. But yeah, and then we stood for 4 hours because we left at 4:30.
We did.
Yeah.
It was that did not feel like 4 hours. The two
maybe,
openers were
maybe
like,
we left at 4 well, because it ended at like 4:30 and we were like, this is not good, so we just left.
Well, I'm sure it was good. She actually seemed like the best performer out of all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
We were just so
it was just I mean
it was
the second opener was way too long.
So long.
The
she was at least
like
an hour, right?
But she, yeah, and she was good. We just didn't know her music,
yeah.
so it wasn't
yeah.
like we
yeah.
weren't like into it.
She was just like, I don't know. Her music was it sounded. If you told me that was Ice Spice, I would have believed you.
Oh, mm-hmm. I was like, her costume and her whole
yeah.
vibe
not,
felt very
not her
dope.
Visually,
like she looked
music.
Very like cheap Doja Cat.
Yeah,
in like
yeah.
not a condescending way, just
yeah.
like they couldn't afford Doja Cat, so they went with
okay.
this person.
What I don't understand is how did they have Flo Rida last year?
Because
everyone
they slashed
knows who
the
Flo
budget.
Rida is.
You were in here for that. We had this conversation
oh,
at lunch.
They
Bella,
slashed the budget.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They apparently we had like. Tusk had $700,000 last year.
Oh my god!
Like just total.
Oh.
And then this probably
this year
most
they
of that got
$250,000.
Yeah, this year $200,000. $200,000 this
that,
year.
Why is it going back up next year? Are we ever going to get
it's
a new
going up like marginally next year?
Like,
they better not do any events and spend it all on Spring
yeah.
Fling.
Yeah.
Well,
they apparently
their budget cut? Where are they spending their money?
The reason was that Tusk was going to get less money, so that way other clubs could get the money.
No,
like,
the other clubs don't need the money. I need an artist that I know.
I kind of
more
I,
than
yeah.
any club needs to eat pasta.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just
that's
came up with
do.
The food.
That's
what
do.
All the clubs do.
That is what all the clubs do. What else do the clubs spend their money on other than food?
I have
exactly.
no response to that.
Yeah. Exactly. So, everyone, go eat at DeWick, and let's get good music.
I think
Club DeWick Catering.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe it would make DeWick better.
Mm.
I don't know.
But what do we get next, Dana?
Oh, next we have "Can't Take My Eyes Off of You" by Frankie Valli. And should we end with that one? If we'll fade out on Frank Ocean "Thing About You." And for now, it was nice talking to you all.
See you next time.
Goodbye,
goodbye. Everyone.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not? So far ahead, 'cause I've been thinking about forever. You were cool enough to kick it. Got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute. That's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it. Though I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Or do you not think so far? Thank you. Yes, of course. I remember. How could I forget? How you feel? You know you were my first time. A new.